Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. Freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
Non-CEOs, Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to be talking about productivity. It is Friday, and a lot of people ask me, Deniero, why do you talk about productivity right on Friday? The reason why is because Saturday, maybe not that much, but Sunday is the key day for your productivity during the week. Because on Sunday, if you do not do the right things, you're not going to set up yourself for success. Monday is going to be a lousy day. And then when Monday is a lousy day, the whole week is a disaster most times, right? Now, the post again is, why are you not as productive as you would like to be? And the first point says, you are not organized. So every task seems daunting. This is something that happens to everyone. When you wake up in the morning and you don't have a clear understanding of how your day is going to look like, based on, you know, like time boxing, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, like 11 to 12, so on and so forth. If you do not know what you're supposed to do, your mind is already in that state of anxiety, right? Because there's uncertainty. Always remember that your brain does not like uncertainty, right? It does not like to not know what's happening. So if you're super organized, you could have a lot of things to do, but you at least know generically, you know, how long it would take you to do them and what order you need to complete these tasks in, right? Point number two, you don't sleep well and your mind is foggy. How many times people sleep 5 to 6 hours and they always tell me, you know, I function well with 5 to 6 hours sleep. But then you realize that, you know, they're not feeling good. They're easily irritable. They're not productive. They're stressed out and they think that it's a normal, you know, way of living. Try and sleep at least 7 hours. I used to think 8 was the right number. I don't do that anymore. I sleep 7 hours, six and 45 minutes, 7 hours every single night. It works out for me very well, but do not sleep less than that. Don't sleep less than 6 hours because you will feel like crap and then it will become your new normal and you're not going to be productive. Point number three, you don't eat a balanced diet and you have no energy throughout the day. I'm guilty of that, guys. Not now, but I've done it several times. I go in these like eating binges where I just eat McDonald's and a bunch of other stuff and pizza. Now that we relocated for a bit to Europe, to Italy, it's easy for me to go out and grab a piece of amazing pizza. But reality is that it's great while you're eating it, but it's destroying your entire day productivity-wise and health-wise too. But productivity right now, we're talking about that. It's very important for you to realize that if you have a balanced meal and you eat a lot of veggies, green leafy veggies, you're going to feel pumped after lunch. You're not going to feel groggy and falling asleep, right? And those 2 to 3 hours between 2 to 4 are actually the hours where you could be doing all the extra work that you didn't do in the morning so that you could cut off, have a hard cutoff at about 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. depending. And after that, you could just dedicate your time to your family, your friends, and the people that you care about. But then you don't do that, right? Because you're kind of groggy between 2 to 4. Then you got to catch up with some work. The next thing you know, it's 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. or like it is right now. And I'm, you know, recording my podcast right now. That's actually because I was out with family during the day. But that happens to a lot of people. They work late because they did not do the productive work after lunch. Point number four, you have always been okay with leaving things undone. This is a hard truth for people to realize, and it was for me as well, because for the longest time I had 10 things I needed to do and would nibble to a couple of them, and then I would do another thing, and then I would get distracted, and I'm like, man, I gotta do that, the other thing that I didn't even start yet, and then I'm gonna start another thing, and next thing you know, at the end of the week I had like 5 or 6 projects that I had started but nothing was finished. I want you to stop thinking that way and acting that way. I want you to pick the one thing that you need to focus every single morning when you wake up, and do not move forward until you have completed that one task. That is it. I don't want you to start anything else unless you've completed that one task. When you start getting into that new groove, you'll realize that it feels actually good. It feels good to finish work and not have to worry about it, about having to finish it, right? Because it's done. And then you can move on to the next task. And what happens is you can close that folder. Your brain is like a computer. You want to close that folder so you don't use all that RAM, right? The random access memory on your computer is very similar to your brain. It has to keep all these thoughts running at all times. But when you complete one and you press the X button and you exit off, it's done. Move on to the next task. You're going to feel better. You're going to be more productive. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I will talk to you tomorrow.